It's KUNC with Front Range entertainment ideas for this New Year's weekend, especially if you're avoiding those crowded ski slopes. The Wendy Wu Band offers two shows, tonight in Loveland at Poor House Bar and Grill, and tomorrow night, New Year's Eve, in Estes Park at Mary's Lake Lodge. FYI, tonight's David Bromberg O'Brien Moore concert at the L2 Arts and Concert Center in Denver is, alas, sold out. Enjoy ye old-fashioned outdoor ice skating in Boulder at 29th Street, also 1 Boulder Plaza, plus at the Village Flatiron Crossing and in historic downtown Louisville. Two Sunday afternoon ideas. Magician Ann Lincoln has family shows in Greeley at Centennial Park Library. And a world peace meditation happens in Fort Collins at the Whole Life Center for Spiritual Living. For New Year's Eve, how about the Extreme Rodeo at the Budweiser Event Center, Loveland, 7:30 to 11? Or take off your spurs and savor a night in Vienna with the Colorado Symphony Orchestra, 6:30 Becher Concert Hall, then observe early fireworks from Denver's 16th Street Mall. Looking ahead, Prohibition 6 brings their vintage jazz to Boulder on Wednesday the 4th at the St. Julian Hotel. And award-winning stand-up comic Kathleen Madigan graces the Lincoln Center in Fort Collins Saturday the 7th. Find out more online at KUNC.org. I'm Peter Johnson, and here's to a healthy new year in good spirits from all of us at KUNC.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Gentlemen, the smoke and the flames now cover the humanity.
It is Martians approach.
This country is at war.
December 7, 1941.
The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor.
A date which will live in infamy.
This is Bob, Command Performance
Home. I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
The world will note that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima.
Who is on first?
Now, what are you asking me for?
Captain Robinson, ghost demand for the president.
Not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Godspeed, John Glenn.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
President Kennedy died.
I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
And I say segregation now.
What we have foremost in common is their enemy.
Segregation tomorrow.
The white man.
And segregation forever.
He's an enemy to all of us.
I have a dream today.
The Beatles.
It's a free concert from now on.
We must be in hell.
I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow.
New York, it's Saturday night.
Lennon was dead on arrival.
Hi, Diana Francis. Take the Senate Charles Salter George.
To my wedded husband.
Over a disease striking primarily in the gay community called acquired immune deficiency.
Roger, Challenger.
We will never forget them, nor the last time we saw them, as they prepared for their journey and waved goodbye and slipped the surly bonds of earth to touch the face of God.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Everyone on Sesame Street is always talking about love.
Pictures of Berliners from east and west standing atop the wall with chisels.
You've got mail.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
This vast right-wing conspiracy conspiring against my husband.
Wants me to pull a rabbit out of my hat.